In this episode of The Leadersmith, I'm going to be talking about why a third of New York City small businesses may never reopen, according to the New York Post. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so this comes from a July 20, 2020 headline in the New York Post. It says a third of New York small businesses may never reopen, and that's really a tragedy. I'm going to read a few of the lines in it, and here we go. So first, it opens with this: a third of the city's 230,000 small businesses may never reopen, and this is. This came from the post-pandemic response plan in New York City. They said accommodation, food service, and retail jobs are most vulnerable. So think about that. The places where you have to react or interact with people, like hotels or restaurants, or particularly when you're interfacing in retail establishments, those are the most vulnerable. They say this, most small businesses have less than 3 months' worth of cash reserves, a period equal to the length of the state's COVID-19 shutdown. A big chain can survive because they have more resources to draw on, but if you're a small entrepreneur and everything that you have, you're running on razor-thin margins already, you might have some difficulties. The article went on to say COVID-19 has changed the value proposition since previous advantages such as foot traffic and potential customers have diminished. Now, remember, New York was hit hard. Why was New York hit so hard? They have certain advantages when we're not in COVID-19. Everything's in close proximity. Yes, you have to live in a shoebox in order to live there, but you're close to everything that you need. But that same proximity, that same closeness to everything worked against it. The report also said that there were some bright spots. For example, there are still 200,000 job vacancies, even though the city has 18% unemployment rate, which is a terribly high unemployment rate. Your unemployment rate should be something like 3.5%. And once you get down to about 3.5%, economists say that that's zero unemployment because there's some transition always in the economy of people changing jobs and that kind of thing. 18% is incredibly high. Now, who did well during this? Well, people in the tech sector did well, and that makes sense. Tech sector did pretty well because they could generally telecommute and that kind of thing. Here's some highlights from it. Only 40% of Manhattan office workers will return by year's end, and just 75% are expected to return full-time in the future. That's pretty shocking. The report also said that hotels should be converted into supportive housing for the homeless. Okay, 54% of city jobs can be done remotely with some New York City companies, no longer requiring new hires to live in state. So that's great for that industry, but if you're not in that industry, you're going to have problems. And then the final thing that it had as a bullet here was raising taxes for the wealthy, which has been, you know, well, we just need to raise taxes. Now, think about the tax base in New York City. It's been kicked in the gut. I mean, the tax base in New York City is just, and this is happening to a greater or lesser extent all over the country. But just think about what's happening in New York City as they shut down and business just ground to a halt. So politicians are saying, well, we just have to tax the rich. Well, if you do, here's that last bullet. Quote, raising taxes for the wealthy could push the city's highest earners, who account for 40% of the state's tax revenue, to move elsewhere. And that would be a double kick to the gut. Okay, so let's think about this and think about what's going on in your life and in the way that you're processing. Are you vulnerable? Now, if you work for a large organization, you may not be that vulnerable, but there are other dynamics at play. If you are a small entrepreneur, you're probably more vulnerable in general, okay? Now, if you're in food service, restaurants, organizations where you have to interface directly and personally, you're now in a more precarious position. Can you modify your activities to do something else? If you can't modify your activities, do you need to just, you know, raise a white flag and move to something else? Because we don't know how long this will go on. And then maybe you can restart later. But so like if you're a landscaper, not much of a problem. You don't have to directly interface with people. You can collect their pay electronically and just do your thing. if you are, so I take judo and jiu-jitsu, the club is shut down for months. And now the sensei that's in charge of it is retired, so he's not depending on the revenue, and hopefully it'll start up again when this is passed. But in the meantime, it's just, it's shut down. Now, so the location's gone, everything. I mean, it's shut down. That is a bad category of place to be, but food service is that kind of dependent as well, and hotels and those kinds of things. So you have to think, do I have to raise a white flag? If you don't have to raise a white flag, what else can you do? Can you be part of a joint venture? What can you do to retool or adjust in this time? Because if you're not in a major corporation that has plenty of money to sustain yourself, if you're an entrepreneur on your own, and if you are in that directly interfacing company, you're vulnerable. So I want you to assess where you are and think through, what do I, can I retool? Can I do a joint venture? Do I have to get out of this? But you need to be honest about what, wherever it is that you are, and then start to assess with open eyes. Okay, so I hope that helps you understand what's going on. And, you know, generally it's not as bad in most other parts of the country as what we saw in New York City, but it still could be bad depending on your situation. Okay, this brings me to my quotation for contemplation for today. It comes from George Gilder. And the reason that it comes from George Gilder is this. George Gilder talks about entrepreneurs, right? When you change a dollar for that candy bar, if you're doing that, what happens is, it's not just like, here's a candy bar, right? I'm holding that in my hand. If I want to give you a dollar and you want to give me the candy bar, there is so much thought, so much planning, so much, not just planning, but marketing and designing and developing and all the things that go into getting that candy bar to market. There's so much of that on the front end for the entrepreneur, and then you're changing that for $1, but you keep doing it and keep doing it. That's why it becomes a fair trade. Over time, they're making their money back, but the planning on the front end is critical. Now, so entrepreneurs do that. And when the system changes, when something unexpected like that happens, like the COVID, it really messes with your assumptions. I was in Walmart the other day, and I saw that there was this whole rack of cleats on the clearance shelf. Well, there's a reason for that. Our assumptions were that we were going to be playing baseball and soccer in the spring. And when that didn't happen, now we have all these excess cleats. So you have to understand the business process is all this planning and working out all the logistics, and then you're selling that to your person. That's how you're adding value. That's how you're adding value to the customer. Okay, so Gilder said this, quote, all progress comes from the creative minority. Okay, now the creative minority are the entrepreneurial class that are going to create this value. And if you're in a place where you've got to start over, or you have to retool, or you have to do something different, I bet on you. I believe that you're going to overcome this, whether or not you're going to be able to get through it with this business. You're the type that's going to get through it with the next business or whatever you have to do differently in order to survive and thrive. But all progress will depend on you. The big change will still stay in business, mostly, not everybody, but mostly. But for the entrepreneur who's living on the edge, you might have to adjust. And if you can't adjust, you might have to do something different. But remember, all progress comes from the creative minority. Okay, hey, that's all that I have today. Thank you for listening to the Leadersmith podcast, and I hope that that's encouraging to you. And I hope that you can become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. Because if you're in that creative minority, you're the kind of person I want to follow. Thanks for your time.